Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture on this President's Day holiday. Markets are closed. All U.S. markets are closed today. Looking back on Friday the 13th, kind of a non-event day, according to Randy Martinson.
Yeah, it was just today was just one of those days where, you know, it's ahead of a long weekend. There was a little bit of profit taking. The market tried to recover a little bit at the end of the day, but really, it was all just about profit taking, evening up positions ahead of a long weekend, and, you know, keeping our fingers crossed that China comes back and buys more next week.
Randy, what do you think of this gold, this precious metals market?
You know, any kind of news at all is just making, well, all the markets for that matter, just, you know, move rapidly in one direction. And I just think it's a lot of flip-flopping back and forth is what's happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're seeing that in the cattle. We're seeing that even, you know, a little bit into the grains. Cattle are a good example of that. One day we're up, the next day we're down. And that's kind of how this week has been through most of the markets. And you kind of think that, you know, maybe they're just marking time because it's a lot of emotion in between, but nothing at the end.
On AgriTalk Friday, Ben Rand of Blue Line Futures was asked what he thinks about acreage for this spring.
Oh, you know, I don't have the crystal ball, but if I was to say something, I think I don't see corn backing off. You got problems with rice and cotton not being profitable. And I know those aren't great corn acres, but there's probably going to be some corn acres that go there. Another one that nobody wants to talk about is milo and sorghum. A lot of those acres overlap, and the negative basis on milo here in the West just makes it really tough to want to put it in the ground. I don't believe it's any acres are going to come off of beans, especially with beans looking a little more positive here during the month of February, which is a welcomed change of events for the bean world. I don't see beans giving up anything. They could even maybe pick up a few acres if they continue to rally like they are. But I don't see the corn number backing off at all. I think it's going to be big corn acres. Somebody, you know, the guys, if you got rice or cotton, you just shaking your head on what you do there. And I think corn's going to be a suitable alternative. Not great. Yeah. I'm not saying it's great, but it's a suitable alternative for what is a very negative margin crop that you had last year.
For most farmers the last few years, the way to generate revenue on the farm is to put corn in the ground.
That's right. Let's look at some of the prices. So, you know, right now is the price insurance discovery period for all of our row crops in most states. And, you know, the corn is averaging 459, and it's got a volatility factor of only 0.15. And you don't hear a lot of people talk about that volatility factor. And I bring it up in every conversation I can, because it's a very, very, very important part of how premium gets generated for each producer. In fact, I would make the statement it's probably more sensitive than the actual price of the corn when it comes to affecting what your premium is going to cost you. So right now with a volatility factor of 0.15 and 459, corn insurance, cheap, cheap, cheap. Flip over and look at the beans. Beans are even crazier yet. We're at 1096 with a volatility factor of 0.13. It's going to be tough to not want to put a little more, probably a few more beans in the ground, especially if you've got an agronomist kind of maybe chirping in your ear like, hey, you've been corn on corn for 5 years on that piece. It's time to rotate it out. You're looking at some very, very, very affordable soybean coverage. I was quoting some guys in central Nebraska, and you could buy, you know, 75 or 80% multi-pearl and then put the ECO and SEO on it, essentially giving you a 95% guarantee for under $16, $17 an acre. That is crazy to be able to do that. So I do think that some of this is going to come into play, especially on the bean side. We were at 1055 last spring, so we're 41 cents higher than we were last spring on beans. And the volatility factor is, I believe, 5 or 6 points lower. I'd have to go back and look, but it's going to be very affordable soybeans to ensure soybeans. Now, I don't know if that's going to be profitable. Hopefully China follows through on their commitments. And we continue to see a rally in the bean market, but it is a excellent launching point. And, you know, I've got the chart up in front of me here right now, and I'm looking at a 180 day with 4 hour candles. Like the last time we were in this neighborhood, you know, the high was 1172. Here we are trading 1134.75 at the end of the day. You know, that's fairly attractive. It might be time to look at something.
Crop insurance specialist from Blue Line Futures, Ben Rand, on AgriTalk last Friday. This is Inside Agriculture. After we check the weather forecast, we'll hear from Karen Braun.